I can afford it. A million for Gwelyn if someone kills Alfred ill. I've forgotten nothing ill. Neither Conrad's village wood, nor Peterson's barn, neither Widow Bull's bedroom, nor your treachery. And now we're old, the pair of us. You decrepit, and me cut to bits by the surgeon's knives. And now I want accounts between us settled. You chose your life, but you forced me into mine. A moment ago you wanted time turned back in that wood so full of the past where we spent our young years. Well, I'm turning it back now, and I want justice. Justice for a million. I'll wait.
Pretty raw, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially on, and this is not, this is an interesting observation. Anytime she hit the word mine, it collapsed or came in a little bit. There was some
bounced off me.
Yeah, there was some
bounced it up.
Huh.
Yeah, very interesting. She would hit those my like, and it would. There was some physical thing that would happen when it became personal. It would hit her, and then she'd try to put it back, and then I guess it came back, or it would bounce.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So, he stands this. Mm-hmm. So now, at this space, they have contact, physical contact, and then here. After.
I can afford it. A million for Gwelyn if someone kills Alfred ill. I've forgotten nothing ill. Neither Conrad's village wood, nor Peterson's barn. Neither Widow Bull's bedroom nor your treachery. And now we're old, the pair of us. You decrepit and me cut to bits by the surgeon's knives. And now I want accounts between us settled. You chose your life, but you forced me into mine. A moment ago you wanted time turned back in that wood so full of the past where we spent our young years. Well, I'm turning it back now. And I want justice. Justice for a million. I'll wait. Felt so different.
Yeah, it was dramatically different.
It almost like you went to cry.
Uh-huh.
Sensei, it's really interesting to me because I'm in two minds and as I watch, because I see there is a physical life that changes, and so I'm tracking it physically, how it reads physically, and then there's this the mystery piece, which is what's happening energetically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching how that manifests mm-hmm. in the body, but so you know, I'm left with this sort of lack of words, but so Heidi began speaking and was forward compelled. You know, there was some, it was a spilling or a gushing
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that felt like it was creeping up here emotionally. You could see it in you know, in the face and everything like that. There was,
we'd done this a couple of seconds more, you was probably crying.
Probably. I felt myself, one thing that is often talked about in City and Suzuki is drawing energy from
mm-hmm.
the core of the earth, like a tree or something like that. So I felt really trying to, needing that more so than
mm-hmm.
before. And I wasn't using you as much as going against you.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was rushing more too.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
Control
kind of,
it.
Depends on how, which of the angles, right? So if I'm thinking about this in dynamics, if this surface is yin, and this is yang.
Huh.
Okay. When I'm in relationship to here, you have a different energy
mm-hmm. yeah.
than here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even when we're not touching, so I'm just kind of in the middle bit,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to bounce back and forth across the lines. So just start your line, and I'm gonna make it more friendly than it was before.
Uh-huh.
Like people who've known each other a long time,
mm-hmm.
and or over the volatility, but not the hurt.
Mm.
Okay, it's kind of interesting what happens depending if it's yin or yang energy, how you're balancing your qi flow. Okay.
I can afford it. A million.